If you need a drink after church, I think you can find some more glasses down the front here. Oh, I get to have the... Why, thank you. Which I am not. So, today's reading is coming from Luke 19, verses 11 to 27. It can be found on page 1053 in the church Bibles. The parable of the 10 minas. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once, he said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself anointed king, and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant, his master replied. Because you have been trustworthy in the very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came and said, your mina has earned 5 more. His master answered, you take charge of 5 cities. Then another servant came and said, sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow. The master replied, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You know, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you put my money on deposit? Why didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back I could have collected it with interest? Then he said, to those standing by, take this mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. Sir, they said, he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that to everyone who has more will be given, but for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. We don't want to have him as our king, do we? This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anke, if you don't know me yet. So, quite a tricky passage that we have read today. But basically, as we all know, it is a parable. And who knows, very simply, what is a parable? If you can sum it up in one sentence, what do you think?
A short story.
Short story, very good, yes. It's the stories or illustrations that Jesus told. And he used it to help people understand who God is and what his kingdom is like. Parables have also been described, and I like this, as earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. Earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. Now, in order to get us thinking a little bit more about the parable that we're looking at today, I want us to play a game of charades. So we're going to play another game, but everybody in the congregation is going to take part. But I'm going to need 7 volunteers who are very good at acting out charades. I did choose Madeline to do one of them, yes? So 1, Josh, Amy, 2, 3, Aisling, 4, and I need 3 more, please. 5. George, come on. Yes, bridge the gap. 6. And then we need just one more person. Do you want to come? Is it? Sammy, well done. All right, each of you are going to get something that you need to act out. And we're going to take it in turns because all these guys have to guess what it is that you're acting out. A bit like that. So, yeah, that's right. You're not allowed to use sounds or talk. Here you go, buddy.
You're not allowed to point at stuff either. What if you're a talker? I can't help you there.
If you're a talker, then we'll allow you to do that. There we go. All right, I'm going to let you go first. Are you ready? Okay, go. If you think you know what he's doing, put up your hand and have a go. What do you think? Well done, he is cooking. Very good. All right, next one. You can use your body a little bit more, Sammy. Singing. Well done. Joshy, your turn. Go for it. He's pointing to something.
He's teaching.
You guys are doing really, really well. Okay, Amy, your turn. It's okay. Oh, something with our hands. What can we do with our hands? Yes. A bit like sewing, although you use, yes, knitting. Well done. Good, Amy. All right, Aisling, go for it. She's using her paper and her finger. What do you think, Lily? Writing. Well done. Yes. Madeline, have a go. You do it anyways every Sunday. George, you do your last one then. Yes. That's one of them, playing basketball. Do another one, George. That's it. Well done. Playing sport. All right, everybody, give them a round of applause. And yourselves. Thank you. So all of these things that these guys were doing, what do we tend to call them? There's kind of a group name for them. An activity, but if you are doing it, it's something that you are
doing.
I'll give you the clue. It's something that you are good at. What do we? Yes, a bit like talents or gifts or skills or abilities.
I just want to have it.
I'll get it to you afterwards. Sorry. There we go. So, these are all things that people can be good at. And I know that each of us do something that we do very well, that we are good at. When you hear me say, the world needs, I want you to respond by saying, my originality. Should we give that one practice? The world needs my originality. That's it. In the parable that we're looking at today, Jesus teaches us that he has given each of us special talents, gifts, abilities, skills, and that we have a responsibility to use them wisely to build God's kingdom here on earth. If someone gives you a gift, what do you do with it? You open it. You use it. You look inside. Yeah, it's one from home. But we've already opened this one and nobody's going to get it. Don't worry. Have you ever been given a gift that you haven't opened and you haven't unwrapped? Probably not. But imagine if the person who gave you that gift found out that you haven't opened your gift from them. How would they feel? Exactly, they would feel bad and maybe a bit disappointed. Well, if we believe that the skills and the abilities and the gifts, the things that we are good at, if we believe that God has given them to us, I wonder how He would feel if we did not use them. Now, you all know, it's not the exact representation, but this is a frisbee. Pretend for a moment that you didn't know that this is a frisbee and that you've never seen one before. You might think, oh, it's quite a good dinner plate, or maybe a good hat, or maybe something you could dig sand up with. No, it could just be anything, but it isn't. It is a frisbee. And the person who created the frisbee created it for a purpose. The purpose of the frisbee is to... And what does it do in the air? Fly. It flies. Now, it's not very impressive to look at. In a world full of iPads, Xbox, Nintendo, it's pretty much at the bottom of the totem pole. But boy, can a frisbee fly when you throw it well. Can you remember a time when you didn't do something because you were afraid you couldn't do it well enough? Sometimes you and I may look at the talents, the gifts that other people have, and we think that God hasn't given us very much. We might even be tempted to hide our talent. But when we use our God-given talent to be all that God has intended for us to be, boy, can we fly. The world needs my originality. Let's do that one more time. The world needs my originality. Now, I'd love for us to watch a video clip from a movie called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. You might have seen it. There's a little boy in it called Flint. He lives on a remote island where everyone is a sardine processor. Literally everyone. Flint has a dream of becoming a scientist, an inventor, and helping the world. But when his most recent project, spray-on shoes, is a flop, he considers quitting and becoming a regular sardine processor. He is at the tipping point in his young life. He could lose his uniqueness and become part of his world's sardine workforce. Or he could be encouraged to risk failure and become who he has been created to be. So if you want to see the rest, have a look online. Let's say that one more time together. The world needs my originality. What do you think you're good at? God is very interested in what we do with what He has put in us. If you are good at cooking, you might like to make something that we can have with coffee and tea here on a Sunday morning, or you could deliver it as a gift to someone else's house. If you're very good at drawing and writing, you could maybe do some cards or letters to encourage someone at church or at school or at work, or even to people who serve in missions overseas. If you're good at talking, a bit like my daughter, and making people laugh, you might like to go visit a nursing home or someone who is unwell. If you're a good helper, you might like to help someone, helping them in their garden, or maybe help to do shopping for them. Every single one of us has an incredible potential in Jesus. A potential to make a difference. For making your corner of the world a better place. And for helping to build the church of Jesus, the kingdom of God. As John Wimber used to say, the word is on the street. In other words, when we use our gifts to serve and help others, we will find that we are more hungry for God and for His word. Admittedly, we need to be careful in how we serve so that we don't get burnt out. But more often than not, when we step out and we serve others and we put their needs above our own, we will grow and we will discover more of who God is and who we are in Him. One last time, the world needs my originality. All right, I'd like to just close by praying for us, please. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, first of all, for the gift of salvation in Jesus. Thank you for creating each of us uniquely. Thank you that each person is original. Today we want to commit ourselves again to serve you faithfully and to do whatever you may ask us to do. Father, help us to obey you in everything. We ask this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.